Yes, dummy. You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. Yeah. Time for you, big dummy. Yeah, you big dummy. This is where we take all the true stories of people doing really dumb stuff, making it to the news. We play them back and we vote on them. I'm wearing my you big dummy t-shirt this morning, Esmeralda. Did you notice that?
I did not.
Oh, here. See?
That makes sense.
See it?
I believe you.
Okay. I was in the newsroom with you a couple times this morning already.
And no, I don't. I'm not, you know, waiting to see what's on your shirt.
Well, I am not saying that you should be like, hey, I wonder what t-shirt he's going to wear tonight.
What t-shirt did he wear?
Okay. It's a new big dummy t-shirt.
Okay.
Dummy number one, dummy number one, one dummy number one. A man charged with robbing a Pittsburgh bank was jailed after he showed up to fight a traffic ticket in court. KDKA-TV reports 23-year-old Eric Wagner Jr. was arrested Wednesday after sheriff's deputies did a routine records check when Wagner appeared. Police say a suspect in some other Pittsburgh area bank robberies identified Wagner as the man who robbed the West Banco Bank on December 21st. The other man told police he acted as a getaway driver. Wagner remained jailed Friday, unable to post $500,000 bond. District Judge Eugene Riccardi dismissed the ticket for driving with a suspended license, saying, you got bigger problems than this.
And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
That's right.
Dummy. One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy.
Yeah. Okay, we got to save the rest of them for after this break. We got four more dummies. And by the way, if you would like to read a dummy story, you can be a part of You Big Dummy. Find the link to a funny dummy story and send it to Dan, nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. We'll record it. Not only will you be on the show reading a dummy story, but you get yourself a $25 gift card to the great Lou Malnati. So get that going. All right, You Big Dummy, we'll continue after the break here. Yeah. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, returning with You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy. Dummy number two. Two. Dummy number two. Hey, remember that old Snickers commercial featuring the groundskeeper meticulously painting an end zone only to realize after he finished that he spelled out chefs instead of chiefs? Well, something similar happened at Levi's Stadium as the field was being prepared for Super Bowl 50 this Sunday. I know this story. A snafu by the grounds crew led to two Broncos end zones being painted and zero Panthers end zones. According to CBS photographer James Martin, the grounds crew painted the Broncos end zone on the visitor side when they should have been on the home side because Denver is the home team. Realizing their mistake, the grounds crew washed out the paint, though the Broncos horse logo was still visible through the grass. The groundskeepers at the stadium put the finishing touches on the Panthers end zone on Thursday, and the game is ready to proceed.
You and Rollo going to be in the movie. I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummies.
Yeah. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Number three. A couple was arrested after police spotted them being driven by their 10-year-old son. The young boy was at the wheel of the family's high-powered BMW X6 on a road in Spain. His father was in the passenger seat talking on his phone while his mother and sister were in the back seat. The spokesman for the county's police department said They were being driven along by a small child who was struggling to see over the dashboard, and it was like it was the most normal thing in the world. Both parents were arrested at the scene. The father was later charged with being an accomplice to the crime of reckless driving, could face a maximum of 2 years in prison. The boy's 35-year-old mother was later released without charge.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy number... A theft suspect was arrested in a T-shirt saying, "I'm really good at making bad decisions." Michael Emmerich, 36, was arrested Tuesday night while wearing the prophetic T-shirt. Baden police said that the incident began when officers responded to a report of a shoplifter at a gas station. The suspect, later identified as Emmerich, refused to surrender when officers surrounded his pickup truck. "He backed up and he hit the gas hard," said a township police officer, knocking over a police officer in the process. The officer suffered only minor injuries from the incident, police said. The chase came to an end when Emmerich crashed into a Baden resident's backyard shed.
Dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. A Mississippi clerk's office apologized to 350 residents whose jury summonses sent them to a phone sex hotline. The clerk said he found out about the error on Sunday night when a circuit judge alerted him to the issue. The summonses informed residents to call a phone number Monday to find out if they need to show up for jury selection. However, the erroneous number instead sent callers to a recorded message saying, "For hot girls, press 1. For hot guys, press 2. Hopefully, the clerk told the Belleville News Democrat, "No one did that." Both the clerk and the judge have drafted an apology letter to be sent to those who received the summonses. And it says, "Please accept our apologies for any inconvenience that this may have caused."
Dummy.
Okay. All right, we got a vote here. Our first one is the dummy bank robber who was arrested at court for showing up to fight a parking ticket. The dummies who painted 2 Bronco end zones for the game. The dummies who let their 10-year-old drive them around. The dummy shoplifter who wore a shirt that said "really good at making bad decisions." And the dummy who put a sex hotline phone number on a jury summons. Okay. Dan, you're up first. What do you think?
I love the bank robber who just didn't pay off the ticket.
Yeah.
I also love the fact that the guy who was wearing the T-shirt crashed into a backyard shed.
Yeah.
As he should, but, I mean, press 1 for hot girls.
I know.
And press 2 for hot guys.
Yeah, I know.
Dummy.
Yeah. Okay, Esmeralda, who are you voting for on this one? You there, Esmeralda?
Sorry.
You all right? You guys having a party in the newsroom?
I was hearing press 1 for hot girls.
That's what it is. Press 1 for hot girls and 2 for hot guys.
I like the first. What was the first one that you read?
The first one was the guy who showed up to fight a parking ticket, even though he robbed a bank.
He wants justice.
He wants justice. He's got the money. He robbed a bank. He can pay the ticket.
Yeah, but it's the
principle.
There you go.
Of the thing. Yeah.
I will take that one.
Okay, I got to go with Dan with the sex line. Press 1 for hot guys and 2 for hot girls.
Dummy.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. There it is. That's the deal. We can't even start straight out of context, can we?
We can get a couple in.
Okay. Well, why don't
we? Which I'll end up on out of context next week.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, cause Ice Cube is crazy as F bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context. All right. Straight out of context.
Context.
All right. What do we got, Dan?
First one, Harold heard this one of Roger Badish.
Pretend I'm your wife for a second.
God. You know, Roger said that to me on several several occasions. Okay, next.
John submitted this one of Bill Leff.
Anytime anyone gives me my pants, I give them a couple dollars.
Okay.
Tim emailed this of the one and only Kevin Powell. K-Pax making his appearance.
K-Max.
K-Max, sorry.
Yeah.
It takes time to pound that pork.
And if anyone knows anything about pounding pork, it's Kevin Powell. Okay.
Tim sent in this one of Wendy.
I'm a man-eater.
Yes, she is.
And okay. Here's another one from Tim of Wendy.
You couldn't bring anything with nuts.
Hey, let's stop right there because the next one lasts about 25 seconds.
Oh, boy.
Featuring Lou Manfredini and Mike Steven. So stay tuned, everybody.
Wow, stay tuned for that. Broham and Mr. Fix-It going at it. Or something to that effect. All right, we got to take a break. The news is coming up next, and after the news, we'll finish up Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D Show Spies, and then it's a special Fly Jams Friday, all dedicated to Earth, Wind, and Fire in honor of the memory of Maurice White. Okay, the news is coming up next on WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Yeah, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show on Friday. Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a few minutes, and it's a special Fly Jams Friday, a bittersweet Fly Jams Friday. The great Maurice White, founder of Earth, Wind, and Fire, passed away yesterday at 74 years old. So, of course, this morning's Fly Jams Friday is absolutely dedicated to him and Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that'll be coming up in a few minutes. But we got to get back to our Straight Out of Context. We got Nick D Show Spies here before we get to our Fly Jams. All right, Dan, let's get back into it.
All right, as promised before the news, Brian heard this conversation between Mike Broham Steven and Lou Mr. Fix-It Manfredini.
All right, you take it in your hand. I don't know if I can describe this on the radio. But so you have it lengthwise. You know, it's a little bit longer than it is wide.
Right.
Then you take the entire thing in your mouth, and all the meat is
just
in your mouth.
Just delicious meat.
I'm telling you. Oh. Did I describe it? Could you picture it, Andy?
No, I love it.
Oh, my God.
What could they possibly be talking about?
Oh, my God. What were they talking about?
That Saturday, Mike Steven was hosting Wingfest at Toons, and Lou was explaining his preferred method for eating wings.
Mm-hmm.
What? I still
stick
don't
the whole
get
thing,
it.
Stick the whole thing in your mouth and just pull it out.
Oh, what?
And you scrape all the meat off with your teeth.
Oh, gosh. That sounds...
I've seen people do it that way.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that was that he asked if Andy could picture it.
That adds, I didn't even put that thing, that adds a whole new dimension to it.
It was the last thing he said. He said, could you picture it, Andy?
Could you picture it, Andy? That makes it even creepier. That makes the whole thing even creepier. Okay, next.
Peter submitted this one of John Williams.
Her overall vibe score right now is 69.
J-Dub. Love him. Okay, next.
Bill emailed this one of Wendy.
Jim gets off easy.
Okay.
Brad sent in this one of you.
I can get it in here in 20 seconds. What? Wow. Okay. Okay.
Our good friend Jim Liskowski. He heard this one of you.
Well, he's got a big one, too. Okay.
Celine and Brian submitted this one of Wendy.
How do you like not like nuts?
Okay.
Harold emailed this one of Esmeralda.
Oh, I always assumed like he was in the hole already, and then he'd come out and be like, ah, no.
Oh, that's a good one. You never assume that, Esmeralda. Never assume that he's already in the hole. Okay.
This is a quick one, so pay attention. Sean sent this one of Tom Skilling.
Probe them.
Okay.
Harold heard this one of Craig Cotlins.
And Leo's not the biggest dude. He can squeeze up in there.
Okay.
Tim and our own Vic Vaughn submitted these of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
I've never eaten anything like this.
You seriously have to hold it with two hands. So grab them and eat them. I've got banana and banana custard in my throat right now.
Thanks, Vic Vaughn. He's here in the newsroom.
Yeah, Vic Vaughn's probably laughing his ass off in there right
thank
now.
Thank him later.
Yeah. Okay. That was from yesterday. It was Punchki. The Punchki Fest began. Boy, those were good, though.
I knew that custard talk. Yeah. That was going to be your be your end.
I bet Vic Vaughn's got a filthy mind. All right.
And finally, a texter brings this one of Bill Leff.
I've done it with a milk dud.
Did he say, I've done it with a milk dud?
That is correct.
That is legit. Oh, man.
Spies.
Hey.
All right. Spies. Nick D. Show Spies. Listen 24/7 whenever I'm mentioned to the show is mentioned. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right. What do we got?
Our spy this week is Peter. Bill and Wendy were talking about Groundhog Day, and they gave your film club and Stephen Tobolowsky's movie another plug.
It gave us a great Bill Murray movie.
Awesome.
Thank
you
for that.
And Stephen Tobolowsky in that movie, I believe, at Movie Co. tonight is the Nick DiGilio Film Club.
Correct.
And Stephen Tobolowsky might be Skyping in. That's the plan. You have got to watch this Primary Instinct.
Is it that good?
I'm telling you, it is utterly thought-provoking and it pulls on your heartstrings. It makes you laugh. It's great.
Yes, it is. And he did show up. He showed up on Skype, and like I said, he did like 45 minutes with us. And it was a fantastic appearance, and it was a lot of fun.